Lagna Bhav. Now, we must follow the Sanskrit in each one of them. I have a purpose in wanting you all to know this. Deham, please say it with me. Deham. Rupam.
Rupam.
Cha Gyanam.
Cha Gyanam.
Cha Varnam.
Cha Varnam.
Chaiva Balavalam.
Chaiva Balavalam.
Sukham Dukham.
Sukham Dukham.
Swabhavancha.
Swabhavancha.
Lagna Bhava.
Lagna Bhava.
Nirikshayet.
Nirikshayet.
Nirikshayet means, please examine. From the word Nirikshan, it is over there. So, all of you know this, that the Lagna is the self, right? It is what? It is your body. It is your whole personality. It is your name. It is your fame. Okay? It is your health. It is your head. It is your head. Okay? It is your intelligence. Alright? All these things. Now, specifically, what is he saying? We can go look at the left hand column. It is easier. Deha means the body, and Rupa means the form and the look. And Jnana means your intellect, knowledge, wisdom. Wisdom and power to discriminate, prudence, recognition, your merit, your fame, your consciousness, everything. So that means the body, how your body looks. Alright, body, how it looks, your complexion, the form of the body, your health. Why is Lagna so important for health? Lagna is very important for health. Okay, all these things, because it is the head of the Kalpurush also, your intelligence. That is why wherever Lagna Lord is placed, it is called Pakesha. That where the intelligence is cooked. That where the intelligence is cooked, Pakesha. That is why Lagna Lord, when you do the details about the Lagnesha, is very important. Wherever the Lagna Lord will go, it will draw the energy or the resources of that house. Completely. So it is not really good for any house to have the Lagnesha over there. It is good for the Lagnesha, but not for that house. Because when if you have gone to a certain house, you will draw the entire resources of that house. Okay? So these things are there. Then it also tells you about your name and fame and reputation. When we see Lagna, definitely name, fame, reputation is there. That's why if you have a Mahapurush Yoga in Lagna, we always say that a name, fame, reputation. Look at a lot of the famous people. They have some very important Raja Yoga up in the Lagna. Okay, look at Jawaharlal Nehru, Karka Lagna with Moon in Lagna. Look at Indira Gandhi, Karka Lagna with Saturn in Lagna, which is one of the most powerful Raja Yogas. Alright, look at Mahatma Gandhi, Tula Lagna with Shukra in Lagna, forming Maladya Mahapurusha Yoga. All these people have very powerful lagnas. It is very, very important. So one is the body, the health, the form. The other is your intelligence, how you are thinking. That is why a Shubha Graha in Lagna is very important, because it determines how you are thinking. I would love to have Guru in Lagna. Sometimes, you know, we all tease Guruji. Guruji is so biased having a Jupiter in Lagna, because he thinks whatever evils they are in the chart, eventually Jupiter will override and the person will have Sadbuddhi, will think in a proper way. We are not happy with having Rahu in Lagna, unless it's Kumbha Lagna. Rahu in Lagna, the person will think in a strategic way. I'm being polite, because maybe many of you have Rahu in Lagna. We don't like to have Rahu in Lagna. Which is the planet? Remember what I told you? Planet in the Bhava dominates. Planet in the Lagna Bhava totally dominates on the way you think, way you perceive, and the way you do everything. So Lagna is a very, very important, and Lagnesha is a very, very important thing. Also, your class and caste and the circumstances of your birth. Are you married? I mean, are you born into a big family? Whether by caste, class, or whether even in whichever way. Are you born in a royal family? These things are shown over there. Lagnesha Atmakaraka. Parashar has told us Atmakaraka's king. Planet with the highest degree. 100% the person has come from some big family. How do we check? Rectification, how do we do? If the lagnas are on board with all these things. So birth circumstances and your status. Why class? The correct word to use over here is status. We recognize your status. Name, fame, status. Okay? And strengths and weaknesses. There, he's used the word balabalam. strengths and weaknesses. So what are your inherent strengths and weaknesses? So if you have a planet in Lagna, or your Lagna is of a certain sign, aspected by a certain planet, it will hint on your inherent strengths and weaknesses. You know, sometimes we say, oh, you know, this planet, the sun is in Lagna, he's an administrator. People start doing all what professional analysis from it. It is not professional analysis. Because it is Lagna, the planet over there has contributed its strength to you. That is why you will have that quality. Are you getting the point? That is the reason why. Do not make professional judgments. It is a natural thing. You may have nothing to do. You may be a photographer, you may be a painter, you may be a yoga teacher. But if you have sun in Lagna today, suppose Jiya's into health and yoga and Ayurveda, right? Now she's not doing any Surya activity. But suppose she has Surya in Lagna, she might naturally have the talent for Surya qualities of being a very good administrator, for being a leader. Those natural strengths of the planet will come. But it doesn't mean that is the profession she will have to go into. You see how mistakes people make. Bala balam, strengths and weaknesses. Now joys and sorrows, did you know this? Dukkham sukham, sukham dukkham, that is the second line he said. Did you know this, that happiness and sorrow is also determined by the Lagna? This is something we didn't know. We thought sorrow only, happiness came from fourth house. True, fourth house is called Sukhasthana. This is the main house for happiness. But from the Lagna also you see. And the nature as born and as changing from the experience. Yes, the nature as born. That is why we say, even if you don't have planets, if you are Dhanu Lagna, you will have characteristics of Sagittarius. You will have Jupiter's characteristics. Jupiter is a Sattva Guna planet. So you have a Sattva Lagna. Your basic thinking and attitude to life will be Sattva. Sometimes, even with a lot of malefic influence, that eventually in the long run overpowers. Understand, in our tradition, and this is something I will share with you, which Guruji does very fundamentally. All these complicated things you all teach, I don't know how much of this he's ever told any of you, but I will share it with you. He completely does the basis of analysis on the Lagna. Lagna is prime. Anything sometimes you say, you notice, he will say, what do you expect? His Vrishika Lagna. What do you expect? Is this Lagna? It is not denigrating the Lagna, because what each Lagna has its characteristics as determined. Now, I've already told you planets in the Lagna has a superseding say. Alright, it does have a superseding say, but even if you don't have planets in Lagna, your nature will come from that. If I am Pisces Lagna, I will have, of course, my Jupiter has to be in a certain way, I will like what Pisces is essentially about. I will like those things. I will reject maybe things of other Lagnas. Which are the Lagnas you are getting along with? We judge that. That's the very essence of a person is Lagna. Very essence. He bases his studies entirely on that. Of a person. When he judges a person, when he judges all of you, your Lagna is really, really determining. Very purely, I'm sharing this. Well, he will kill me that I'm sharing this with you. Because this is a secret. The real secret he'll never tell you. The real thing he judges a person is Lagna. If this person is this Lagna, he will value this thing. Over everywhere else, he thinks the nature of the Lagna eventually comes out. So that is a very important thing. You must absolutely pay attention to the Lagna that you are. You perhaps cannot pay attention to the Lagna that you are, but when you are analyzing a chart, please pay attention to the Lagna there is. Beyond the point, you will see you can't twist the person, you can't push the person in a certain direction. Why? Because the person is about belonging to a certain Lagna. So you can't push him. So this point, I would say, the nature as born, swabhavancha. Have you seen that word he said? Swabhavancha. Most important thing about the Lagna. Swabhavancha, body, health, looks, alright, wisdom, all that is there. Theek hai? Lagna bhava,
is Surya Bhava. So the entire qualities of Surya are over there. Who gets Digbala over here? But Jupiter and Mercury. Why does Jupiter and Mercury get Digbala over here? Because that is where the knowledge or the wisdom is. That is why Guru Gya is over there. Okay. Now Dhana Bhava.
What did we say earlier? Dhana is Hari Bhava, right? Remember this. This is how you must actually really perceive the houses. It is Hari Bhava. It has everything to do with Hari. Everything to do with Hari. What is Hari doing? Sustenance. How is he sustaining you? Through food. Number one. So your food and whatever you consume is over there. Beyond that, what is over there? Beyond consume and beyond food, what is there? There is wealth. Not income, but wealth. That money which is being converted into your assets. Beyond that, what is there? Your family. Who considers the whole world as family? Vasudeva. Vasudeva Kutumbakam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Purely Haristhana. Alright. If Hari turns his face away, you will not get food to eat. You will not have a home and family. And you will not have wealth if Hari turns away. Apart from that, it is a very important house for death. It is a Maraka Bhava. We have two Maraka Bhavas. That is the second house and the seventh house. These two houses are known as the Maraka Bhavas and the lords are known as the Marakesh. So always remember, during a Dashantar Dasha of the Marakesh, that is the second lord, who is also known as the Dhanesh, you can have healthy shoes because you can be pushed towards death at that time. Let us see what Parashara is training us. Parashara is saying, Dhana Dhanyam. Alright? Now it's easy for you to understand dhana as well. Yes. Dhanya is food, that's the corn. Dhana dhanyam, kutumbascha. Kutumba is relative, your whole family. Mrityu jala mitra mitraka. Mrityu jala. Mitraka. Mrityu jala is, I'll tell you what mrityu jala is. Dhatu ratnadikam. Very interesting point. Ratna is gems. Dhatu, you've done minerals. You see gems and minerals also here because it's a house of wealth. Which is the natural sign in the Kalpurusha?
Taurus,
right? It is Taurus, lorded by Venus. Taurus is the sign. Although moon rules the Ratnas, but Taurus is the sign of all these luxuries and opulences and all everywhere. Taurus is a very rich sign. Who gets exalted over there? Moon gets exalted over there. In Rohini Nakshatra and Kritika. Moon rules your gemstones. This is the understanding of the bhavas I wanted to have. Not doing the list which you already know. Why does moon rule gemstone? Because in the Samudra Manthan, when the Kurma Avatar happened, alright, when the ocean was churned, again you can read the story in the Vishnu Puran, when the ocean was churned, lot of things happened, a lot of things came out of the churning of the ocean. Okay? Amongst the things which came out was Lakshmi and her sister Moon. Moon is her sister. So she's also called Chandra Sahodari. Chandra Sahodari. Are you with me on this? Lots of things came out when the ocean was churned. The cow which gives milk eternally, the Kamadhenu, that came out. The Kalpavriksha, which a tree, wish fulfilling tree, that came out. So many things came out from there. But of our interest right now is the goddess Lakshmi and the moon, her sister, came out. And along with them, a lot of gemstones came out. That's why all the gemstones are from the bottom of the ocean and they are ruled by moon. Moon rules gemstones. Moon is exalted in Taurus, which is the second house of the Kalpurusha. So understand this concept. Moon also rules food. Okay, moon also rules food. So see the linkages. Moon is also home and family. See the importance of. I want to, the explanation to the bhava significations, I want to tell you this part. You all know the listing, that it is food and family and all like that. But it is that why it is so that you must understand. What is the importance of the dhava? Okay? That is why dhatu ratna becomes sarva dhana sthana niriche. It is a dhana sthana. Again he is saying, he is repeating dhana, it is the house of wealth. Anyway, it's Taurus. Taurus, okay. Now again, little bit more. Taurus is the bank of the calculation. You all have a bank? Taurus is a bank. And who is the karaka of this house?
Jupiter.
So Jupiter is a dhana karaka. People who have good Jupiters and strong Jupiters have a fantastic sense of how to invest money, how to handle wealth. Good Jupiter people who go into finance make fantastic financial investors and bankers. Some of the top bankers can have very strong Jupiter. Don't forget, Jupiter is also the karaka of a second house. People forget this. So he's a banker. That is why what you do in the bank, you keep your wealth, isn't it? So it is the wealth of the bank, it is the wealth of the jewelry, it is the just general wealth of the investments. Shown by moon, it is your food and family, shown by moon, shown by Jupiter. Getting an understanding of what the second house is? Okay. But what else has he also said? He has involved death into it. Mrityujala. And what is this Mrityujala? It is the 12th house. Alright, the 12th house leads into expenditures. The 12th house is the basically the point from where you go away. Okay. Second house has the capacity to break this enchanted, you know, this whole thing about wealth and money and family. Basically it enchant you and trap you into a net of samsara. Taurus is samsara. And so at the same time, Hari can help you get out of that trap. That's why it's Mrityujala. He helps you get out of that trap as well. Hence it is Marakasthana. It is a Rudra Bhava. Remember we did in Rishta, second and eighth houses are Rudra Bhava. It is a Rudra Bhava. It has the capacity to take you away. Are you with me on this? So you have it here, the explanations, dhana, which is wealth, capital, as opposed to rina, and different from vriddhi, interest or ayah. So what he is saying is, this is which I have told you, income or ayah is in the 11th house, loans or rina is in the 8th house. So you are not talking about loans, and we are not talking about your income which is 11th house, we are talking about your wealth or dhana, pure, that is 2nd house. Dhanya is food, corns and grains, kutumba family, gotra, even gotra is seen from this. Because you can see your clan, not just your immediate family. The whole clan is seen from this. Mrityu, death, which I talked to you about, jala is the net, that is bondages and things. Because these things, wealth and family will give you bondage. Do you know, if you talk to sadhus, I have a lot of friends who are sadhus, you know, because I spend a lot of time with them. They say that it is easy to overcome, for especially for women, sadhus, sexual abstinence or brahmachari is not a very big thing. Staying in simple, living, having simple food, staying in a simple accommodation with simple cots and simple mattress, no AC, no heater, whatever, they said we can deal with that. We can deal with everything. The most difficult thing is the emotional bondage with family. And especially for women, they try to think, oh, my mother's got sick, oh, my nobody's to take care, my father's old, nobody to take care, can we go back and look, can we bring them here? You can't. Because the main cutting of the attachment is emotional. You have no family, you have nobody. A true sannyasa has nobody. That is the most difficult attachment.
You used to ask the time from the mother would be that and the mother used to say that you can go for the sannyas. Otherwise it's a sin that you leave the mother in the house.
No, you can, you have to if you are called. It's not a sin at all. People do, so many of the sadhus in earlier days, even now they run away from home and come. Because the parents don't allow the girls, they run away. Those who want to leave, they have to leave. Na tato, na mata, na bandhur, na bhakta. I don't have a mother or father or anybody. And the hardest for them is this, because I hear stories. Hardest. They have been very senior nuns There's one I know, very senior dedicated nun she was. I think she has passed away now, what I don't know. And she said in the march that, you know, my mother is nobody else in the family. Only, and she is 80 or 90 years old. She said, nobody to take care. So, you know, either I want to bring her here or I want to go and spend time with her. And they said, you can't do that. She had fully taken sanya. You cannot do it. You can go maybe and see her once a year, but you can't get involved in taking care. So she chose to leave the order. But that is it. Sannyas is very difficult. Family bondage, the kutumbasthana is the most difficult, they say. Yeah, they go away, they run away. They don't need anybody's permission because for this path there is nobody. Alright? Dhatu, yeah.
No, don't miss skip number 6.
Amitra. Yeah, yeah, number 6 is Amitra. Not a friend or friendless or lonely. Yeah, Mrityu Jalam Amitrakam. Amitra means that somebody without a friend. That is, if you are caught, you know, they are saying that is the other side of this house, what I said. You can get entrapped in the bondages of wealth and family. That is the biggest bondage of this samsara, isn't it? Our home, our families, we are householders. That is our biggest bondage. We are entrapped in the household life. That is a huge thing. That is the mrityu jala. So to break that and get away from life and not to have a friend. Kutumbasthana, this is the theme of friends and family and everything. Not to have a friend. You should, all of you, read this Nirvana Ashtakam of Shankaracharya. Na tato, na mata, na bandhur, na napta. I don't have a father, I don't have a mother. I don't have a spouse, I don't have a friend. I have nothing but you. You must listen to that. That is in sannyas, that is the thing. So, to escape, so death and amitra, if you can adopt, you are escaping from the family life and the wealth and all that.
So you want to see if somebody is suitable for sannyas, you need to find the second lord that has maybe gone to the sixth house or something to Stana. There are no planets in the house. So there's like a bunch of planets in that
we
second house.
We definitely want a second house which is smashed. Apart from the other yogas, Chekap 3B deals with sannyasa. And apart from all other yogas, the second house should be smashed. We don't want a strong second house. Remember in Rishta we read how second houses are smashed. You will want a smashed second house. We don't want the second house to rise. Ratna means gems and jewelry. I told you Dhatu is Dhatu Mula Jiva. Yes. Yeah, this is what I'm saying. This, what is this about? This is about food and wealth and lots of gems and jewelry and family and children. It's all about that. Yeah. So now if you are talking about sannyas and to escape, this is a maya jal. The jal they are talking about is an Indra jal over here, a maya jal. This is all of us, are every single one of us in this room are involved in this. So they said, that if the death comes, then that death will be able to snap that net. These are higher concepts in Jyotish. You are able to snap that. That is why death is always seen that. Somebody who can snap that bondages of all this that it is signifying.
Okay, that means when the mrityu comes, you will be separated from the family, friends, bondages, and also your friends and you'll become friendless.
And no, not only that, that is what we want. What we are saying, this is a mohajala. This is not a samsara. But this is a mohajala. This whole samsara is mohajala. My family, my husband, my life, my jewelries, my everything, my whole, everything that I'm doing and I'm throwing, I'm calling you for dinner and everything, this is mohajala. This is considered mohajala in the highest spiritual thing. So this mohajala is supposed to be broken. So mrityu jala, mrityu can break this.
Oh, mrityu can only break this thing.
Sannyasa can break this.
Yeah, so when you become dead to the family, that's
what yes.
So sannyasa comes from second house.
Eighth house.
The concept is that when you become dead to the family and you have no friends, you've given all of this up, that is the true wealth. Maybe that's why it's in the second house. This is the true wealth.
That is the true wealth.
That is the true wealth.
And it holds a lot of things. Why death is... See, if death was not seen from here, you will not see it. So actual physical death is breaking you up from this.
You are asking questions of very high studies. In advanced Jyotish, we discuss all this. Normally, this is not PJC questions. These are the kind of things we discuss in higher Jyotish. Our entire higher Jyotish is conversation like this. Entire and much more than this. It's all about sannyas and moksha and breaking away from all this. That is all higher Jyotish is. And if you want higher advanced studies, is this. And since you raised the question, we have to ask this. That is the thing. That is why physical death and sannyasa death both do this. So physical death does this. It breaks you away from the Mayajal. Death is that. Death breaks you away. I wouldn't say sannyasa from here, but death breaks you from this. I mean, for a spiritual person, Mariella, death is very welcome, let me say. For a spiritual person, this samsara is not something that they want. So we say, blessed are those who die young. Remember, those people we were talking about, you know, who live for a few days, a child, a Balarishta Yogas, child who has lived for 1 month and died. We say they are rishis who were cursed, who just came for a few days and went away because they had to live that. Any person who dies young, you will see many of the great saints have died young, 30s, 40s, 50s, they don't live beyond. Because they don't want this life. People who are very spiritual and enlightened don't want this life. They consider this, they will consider second house an entrapment, a jal, a net that you are in bondage of. That is why death over there, death will break it. Death is seen from that. Okay? You will, I mean, those of you who will proceed into a more advanced Jyotish, you get more and more and more into this. That's what I'm saying. Advanced Jyotish is only all this. Then the third house. Third house is called Duschikya Bhava. Please use the names used by Parashara. Everybody uses all kinds of things. We like to use Parashara's terminology. He's the Rishi. He's the giver. Alright. So Duschikya Bhava. What has he said? Remember the third house. What did we say? This is the odd house out. One of the odd houses out from the 11th house, 2nd house, 3rd house, all odd houses out. So 3rd house, it is an apokrimas, which is mean it's a bad house. You have your kendra, pranapar and apokrimas, right? So it is an apokrimas, but it is not a dusthana. It is one of the trita houses. It is one of the upachaya houses. Alright, you all know all of this, I assure. Those who don't know, please know. You must know kendra, pranapar, apokrimas. All three of you, Kendra, Apukrimas, Parapara, you must know Trika houses, you must know Upachaya houses. Alright? So the third house is Apukrimas house, which is a bad house. It is a Trika house between 3, 6 and 11. It is a Upachaya house between 3, 6, 10 and 11. It is hence a house of overcoming because it is not in the good category. It is in the bad category. It is in the overcoming category. Right? It is a house of parakrama, of overcoming. What has he said? Vikramam, say.
Vikramam,
Vritya Bhratradi.
Vritya Bhratradi.
Vikrama means valor, courage. A king who is Vikrami is very courageous. We are talking about courage from the third house. That is why a parakrama. How much courage you have to face your odds and evens. Vritya Bhratradi. He's talked about subordinates here. Vritya means servants. Although 6th house is the house of servants, but he's mentioned it here as well. Bhratra, brothers, you know that, siblings. Alright? Chopadesha Prayanakam.
Chopadesha Prayanakam.
Chocha Upadesha Prayana. Chopadesha is cha plus Upadesha plus Prayana. In grammar, it has become Chopadesha. Very, very important house. Upadesha and Prayana. Let's talk about the Prayana part first. What does Prayana mean?
Journey.
No. Death. Prayana.
Journey to death.
Prayana means death. So one says Prayana ho gaya. Matlab death ho gaya. Why do we see the third house from Prayana? It is the 8th from 8th. You all have learned a little bit about 8th from 8th. Right? That is why third house from Arudra Lagna shows circumstances of death. Very important house for them, the third house. Okay? Prayana. You will do more about it. Upadesha. Upadesha. To me, that is the most important thing about the third house.
Upadesha, Guru Upadesha, not any Upadesha. Can you tell me why? Guru Upadesha?
Because
opposite Rashi. You are in the right direction, but the explanation is not right. He is right, it is 9, but not opposite. It is the 7th house from the 9th. 9th is the house of the Guru. So what does the 7th house show? It shows the desire of the Guru. The 7th house will show the desire or the Ichcha of the Guru. And the Ichcha of the Guru is to give you initiation or Diksha, is to give you Guru Upadesha. And where does he want to give it to you? He wants to give it to you in your ears. So 3rd house is also yours. 11th house is also yours. So both 3rd and 11th house are important for Guru Upadesha. When we analyze houses and bhavas, these things are also we see. When we do remedies, we see. Maybe if a 9th lord is over there, some malefic planets are there, we can say, you would have heard, many of you have done readings with Guruji, you would have heard he often tends to say, oh, you know, he takes initiation. There's the initiation, that's a remedy. Why? Somewhere the Guru Upadesha is triggering out some planet somewhere. So 3rd house is Guru Upadesha. Because 3rd and 11th house are both years. Both are the years where the Guru will give you a diksha in your ears. Remember, you got title of the chapters in the years. Whispered in the ears to the Akasha. Right? And why particularly 3rd house? That is the desire. It is the Hridaya. 7th house from a sign is Hridaya Rashi. So, it is the desire of the Guru. Okay. Pitrorvai Maranam. The death of parents. Why the death of parents? It is a Maraka Bhava from the 9th. Isn't it? It is a 7th house from the 9th. So it's a Maraka Bhava for the 9th. Pitrorvai Maranam. Bigyo. Person who is very intelligent, wise and clever. Alright. Duschikyacha nirikshaye. This is called Duschikya Bhava. Now one more important thing. Why has it said that this is where people who are very intelligent, have a lot of knowledge or clever, are knowledge is seen from third house. Can you tell me? Lagna we understand. It is ahead. You all know it. Why in the 3rd house? Perfect. Because the yes, houses ruled by Mercury and Jupiter contribute to your knowledge. People who have Lagnesha in 3rd house and 6th house and 7th house aspecting Lagna are supposed to be what they to have Dhimanta Yoga. Rosie? Forgotten Dhimanta Yoga? You all remember Dhimanta Yoga? Lagnesha and 3rd house, Dhimanta Yoga, very intelligent, very capable, extreme capability. Lagne and dexterous, because the 3rd house is also the hands. Now these are the things we go beyond which is not here. 3rd house is the hands. So it shows dexterity, it shows skill. What do we mean by dexterous? It means you are a very skillful person, very capable person, Dhimanta, very intelligent person. You can pick up and learn everything that you want. Lagnesha 6th house, Dhimanta Yoga again, all of you who have. These are all Dhimanta Yoga houses, ruled by Mercury, Gemini and Virgo, the natural Kalpulsha. That's why knowledge and intelligence has come over here. Alright?
Lagnesha will also respect the mind, so that's why that's also you are picking one?
No. No, because it is house of Mercury and Lagnesha has gone to the house of Mercury. That is why. That is why Lagna, 3rd house and 6th house. As well as 7 we do, but there are those other combinations. But 3rd and 6th, we have like few houses. You will do Dhimanta Yoga, then you will learn. So it is considered very good placement. Duschikya. Duschit means evil thoughts. From here evil thoughts can come, bad thoughts can come. Because it has the capacity to give you bad thoughts, because you can be very clever, you can have bad thoughts. That is why apokshimas. That is why tikka house. But it is also upachaya. It has capabilities of growth because of his skill and dexterity and ability. Very, very important house. Well, all houses are important, but Matri Bhava.
Vahananyatha.
Vahananyatha.
Vehicles. The mode of transport, vehicles, vahan. Bandhuscha.
Bandhuscha.
Bandhu means friends. But hey, didn't we know that 11th house was the house of friends?
Yes.
So what does it mean over there?
Bandhu means among relations.
Bandhu means friend. In Sanskrit, bandhu means friend.
Relations?
No. Bandhu is a pure word for friend.
11th house is bandhu. This house is also bandhu. What is the difference between the two? These are, yes, friends who are very close to your heart. Like who? Like your school friends. Like your childhood friends whom you played marbles with. Friends, you were kids who came and played with you. These are friends because the fourth house is the house of mothers, the house of childhood. So friends, people very close to your heart. It is even the place of the physical heart, right? Where the 11th house is all other friends. Okay. Kshetra. Kshetra means a region, an area. Kshetra. Griha means house. So Kshetra means property. Griha means house. Very important note. Chapi chaturthat parichintahet. Okay. Kanya, the word kanya is also here. Right on the top. Matri. Oh, we missed that word. I missed the most important word. Matri syokhati kanyapi. Matri is mother, that is easy, we all know that. Sukhadi, sukha, that is why in common we also call it sukha bhava. Lot of people call it sukha bhava, it's a sukha sthana. It is your happiness. Happiness, your mother, and everything related to happiness and mother. Like friends who are from your childhood, it is your caring, it is your nurturing. Who is the planet which gets Digbala here? Who is the natural lord of this house? Moon. What does the moon do? The moon mothers you. Right? The moon loves you. The moon gives you nurture and care and healing. Alright? Moon shows nurture, care and healing. That's why the doctor sits in the fourth house. Not in the 12th house. The 12th house is the hospital. The doctor sits in the fourth house. Your cure will come from here. Having benefit planets in the fourth house ensures you have good doctors and good healing, good nurturing, good caring. All chandra activities, chandra things, very important house. It also means, so sukha is extended that it not only means just your happiness, it means what cars you have, what luxuries you have, what comforts you have. That's why Venus gets Digbala over here. Why does Venus get Digbala over here? Venus gets Digbala over here because Venus will give you happiness through luxuries and comforts and cars and depending on the planet, what kind of car you have. If you have a Saturn over there, you have a bicycle. If you have a Mars over there, you will like SUVs or you'll have SUVs or a tractor or a truck. If you have Sun, you'll have a very powerful car. If you have a Venus, you will want a Mercedes or a BMW, nothing less, and that is what will come to you. So you judge what kind of a vahana is depending on the planet you have over there. So Venus is giving those. These are called comfort. Isn't it a comfort? If I don't have a car and I have to travel in public transport or bike, or if I have a car, that is, what is it doing? It is adding to my comfort, right? So that comfort is given by Venus. Venus is getting Digbala. The home is given by moon, and in that home, the luxury and the comfort is given by Venus. Moon is giving the healing, the doctor, the nurture, the care, the food, the mother, everything. And the comfort and the luxury is given by Venus. That's why both these two things, if we want to see, now we take a step further. Kshetra means area, so we see property. How much of property we have. We see our properties from the fourth house. And we see the houses we have from the fourth house. Although it is interesting, Ketu is Maranakaratu over here. Why? Ketu is the sadhu. What will the sadhu do with the house? That's why his mother apparishes in the fourth house. Sadhu doesn't want a house. What is he doing over there? Do ketus vihakarita. So from which varna to vargas, you will see that the divisional chart of the fourth houses are seen for house and seen for luxuries and comforts. These are mainly the D4 and the D16 charts. Anytime you say, oh Guruji, I have no shall I shift house, shall I buy a new house, will I move into this new house, we go into D4. Luxuries, cars, etc. we see from D16. All are divisional charts of the fourth house. Very interesting, right? The concept of sukha. So, material sukha is there, but they say the real sukha, that is what the concept, when you learn D16, you learn that the real sukha is not the sukha provided by Venus. Venus is giving you a lovely car, luxuries, a lovely home, well done off, and your air conditioners and everything. But the real sukha is not that. Rahu and Ketu is together in that Varga. The real sukha is the ultimate bliss. The bliss that you have, the reunion with the Supreme Lord, that is the real bliss. Okay? That is the real bliss that we are talking about, not this bliss. That is why D16 goes into a very high Varga. Up to D4 we will see your properties. In D16 we don't see. Rahu Ketu are together and it is a higher plane. When you learn Vargas, you will learn it like this. So real sukh is this. So advanced Jyotish, you get into that. But in the apparent superficial things we will see. My perfumes, my cars, my luxuries, my everything is from that. That is Kanya. Now you know Sukha, you know Kanya, you know Mother, you know Bandhu. Nidhi is treasury. Kshetra, I told you, property. It is also land or country. So sometimes motherland is also seen from here. Your attachment to motherlands are also seen from fourth house. You can extrapolate that. Kshetra means a region. And Griha, of course, is house. What property you have. Now you see the fourth house in Navamsha. When you study Navamsha, they will say, what kind of house you have? Okay, you promised a house. D4 chart will show me. But Navamsha will show me, fourth house in Navamsha, what kind of house, right? Whether it's made of bamboo or iron and steel. You people have done it? Who've done 2A? All that is coming from here. Okay?
Education
does come from here. Vidya, paravidya, naparavidya will come for 4th and 5th house. But he hasn't mentioned it, that's right.
It is not from Parashara.
No, it's not that it's not in Parashara. It is that he's talking about your childhood. You have to learn to understand it. When he's talking about your childhood, he's talking about your upbringing, he's talking about your mother. Your first educations come from the mother. All your initial education will come from the mother. So fourth house is the place of primary education. That is not mentioned specially, because when he is using these certain words, there is a lot of meaning in that one word. So when we are saying it lauded by moon, and moon is the karaka and mother, it is matra bhava. From matra you are understanding a lot. You are doctors, you are caring, you are healing, you are everything. To your nurturing, to your motherland connections, everything. And that includes primary education. So it is not just a listing of words. You have to understand what each of this word means. So it is called Matribhava. It is not called Sukhabhava. It is called Matribhava. So you must understand why it is called Matribhava. Huge meaning behind that. Now we come to the very interesting Putra Bhava or the fifth house. What is he saying about the fifth house? Yantra Mantra. What is Yantra? All of you know what a Yantra is, right? Yeah, the Mandala. All of you know Yantra. Mantra, all of you know what Mantra is. He is starting with Yantra Mantra. Alright. Tatha Vidya. That means this Vidya, this knowledge is something special which has to be mentioned. It is something which is acquired by some people. Everybody gets basic knowledge or basic education from the mother. But this knowledge everybody doesn't get. So it is mentioned. Tatha vidya. Buddhaischaiva. Buddhi. Again, Dimanta Yoga is involved in it. Pravandakam. Pravandakam means a connection. Alright? Putra, that is your children. Rajya, Rajya is kingdom or authority. Apabhramshadina, fall. So it's kingdom and the fall. Both are saying over here. Pasheta, you see and you behold. Putralaya, Budho. Budho means Maitreya. You address the Shishya as Budho. Very important house, fifth house. Anyway, you know it's a Konasthana. Now I know I'm saying all the houses are important. But fifth house is Kona. It's Lagna Kona. Lakshmi Sthana, we have already said. This house is a house of consciousness. Your conscious mind, your chitta is in this house. Okay. Mantra is done from this house. That is why it's very important. Fifth Lord is Mantresha. Your mantra must be very, very correct so that your chitta or your consciousness is correct. Your chitta or your consciousness should be at an even level. The mantra over here is there to guide you for that. So mantra and yantra, I will see over here. When it doesn't happen, when there is Durmantra, what can happen? Your mind can go unmad and go for a sex. Remember Durmantra Yoga in the Rishtas? Remember? Look at all the Durmantra, sorry?
It's connected to fifth house.
Durmantra Yoga is all in the fifth house, which can even land at the death of the mother, because it is in the second from the fourth. Yes.
Can we say that mantra, this is a specific indication of mantra from the fifth house,
yes,
applies to those who also those who don't consciously practice mantra?
It is the natural mantra house. So if your mantra house, your fifth house is damaged, or fifth lord is damaged, it means it's not supporting mantra for you. If it is good, then it is supporting mantra. Some people can do mantra, some people can't do mantra, whether they want or they don't want.
But I mean, in some societies, there is no such thing as mantra.
In all societies, there is mantra. You may have forgotten it. In Christian society, there are rosaries and there are mantras. In tribal societies, there are rosaries and mantras. In Christian society, there are rosaries and mantras. Every society had mantras. You as a modern person may have forgotten that or choose to reject it because your chart is rejecting that. But all societies globally have that.
I just thought maybe mantra takes some other form in society.
No, it does not, Justin. In all societies there is mantra. There is rosary beads for the Islam. The Muslims in South, the Arab sheikhs use rosary bead. They often use pearl strings to do japa. You can see them doing. Christians and Catholics, you can go to any traditional church, they will be selling rosary beads. That may be 54, that is immaterial. Somebody gifted me a rosary bead.
Because you're supposed to say it twice on the one.
She gifted us a rosary bead. Some Christians have rosary bead, Muslims have rosary bead, Hindus have rosary bead. Alright, mantra is there in all this, not only in pagan religion, in tribal religion. Of course they have huge rituals and mantras. But in all forms of Christianity, in Chinese, in Islam, I mean over here, very much so it is there. Mantra is mantra. It is controlling the mind. Your conscious, your chit. You know that chit word I was using earlier. Chitta. Fifth house is chitta bhava. That is why mantra is something which can protect the chitta bhava. So fifth house is very, very crucial. A wrong mantra over there, wrong planets over there, those people can have the effects of like black magic, literal black magic and effects of a black magic. Their mind can go for a six. So good to have the fifth house clean and benefic and pure and remediate. Otherwise your mind is disturbed. Whichever way you want to remediate. Mantra can take any form, whichever way you want to do it. Definitely it is paravidya, that is spiritual knowledge. It is a special knowledge. All pararapar and mundane knowledge. That's why it is mentioned over here. Higher knowledge. It is ninth from the ninth house. So both spiritual and non-spiritual, higher knowledge is seen from here, especially spiritual knowledge. Alright. It is the intelligence as well, because it is ruled by Surya. The natural fifth house is Leo. And it is ruled by Surya. So naturally intelligence is very important. So Dhimanta Yoga, we have houses of Mercury, we also have the house of Sun. So fifth house is also involved. Lagneshan 3rd, Lagneshan 5th, Lagneshan 6th, very, very intelligent people. Alright, that's a new life. Karakas Jupiter again, look at all the things we are saying. Karakas Jupiter, children, progeny. Children comes from here. Alright. And Karaka for children again is Jupiter. So whether you are analyzing whether you will have children or not, you will have to see Karaka Jupiter. Karaka Jupiter has to be strong for you to give birth to children. Now comes the interesting part. Have you all done Ghatika Lagna? Has Guruji talked a little bit about Ghatika Lagna?
Yes.
Again, in the year one slides, it is done in great detail, Vishesha Lagna. But you have got the introduction that Ghatika Lagna is to do with power and position. Right? So, fifth house is to do with your power, authority, and that fall of that power. So, it is the eighth house from the tenth. So, if you have a fall of status, the fall of power, we see it in the fifth house, in the D10 chart. Those of you who are very familiar with already a little bit of D charts, you will see in the D10 chart, we study the fifth house for promotion. Right? You know that? For promotion, for demotion, for job change, for resigning, fifth house is very important. Now that you've done Ghatika Lagna and then you hear the audio, you will see that the calculation of Ghatika Lagna fifth house comes into the calculation. Now you know why the fifth house is into the calculation. Lagna, the longitude of fifth house is involved in the calculation, just explained in the year one slide. Precisely because of this, because of fifth house, it is the, why is it that is 8 from the 10th, you know? So something has to end for it to either go down or go up. So either you are promoted or you are demoted, either you got the kingdom or you have fallen from the kingdom. 8th house is house of transformation, 5th house is the 8th from the 10th. It is showing the transformation of your 10th house. That is why that is a house of all these things. So Rajya, you will get Rajya if you get a kingdom. Above Bhramsa is the fall. Alright, or the corruption, all this you will see from this house, fifth house, very important house. Continuity. Remember when we talked about Gandanta, we also said that the Gandanta, Nakshatra and Rashi Gandanta is a map on Nakshatra Gandanta. It is mapped with the 120 degree points. Lagna you have in 5th house and 9th house. So 5th house is an important point. 9th house is your father. The 5th house from the 9th is you, that is Lagna. And the 5th house from Lagna is your children. Have you got it? 5th house from the 9th house is you. You are the child of your father. And 5th house from Lagna is your children. It is also the past, present and future. So these are important Gandanta points. Because their continuation, that is a continuity it is talking about, the umbilicus. The umbilicus passes through that. When you do a little bit more go into these constructions, you will hear that basically in the calculation of certain dashas related to this, we do what is known as a Simhavalokanagati. And in the Simhavalokanagati, you jump like a lion from trine to trine. These are major jumps. You know, there are many gatis when you are doing calculations. Of dashas, you have Hamsagati, you have Mandukagati, you have Sarpagati, all these gatis are there. Then Hayagati, then you have the Simhavalokanagati, these are all higher techniques. So Simhavalokanagati is a trinal jump. That is 9th to Lagna, Lagna to 5th. Major Gandantas take place over here. Because it is a generational change. That is why Nakshatra Gandanta is over there. Mula Gandanta in the 9th, Aslesha over here, and the Revati, and that one is over there. Rashi Gandanta also falls onto that. Are you clear? What these Gandantas mean is very, very important. That is the umbilicus. That is why it is the house of children. This is the house of your children. 9th is the house of your father. Lagna is you. 3 Gandanta point from which through the rope you are passing through one to the other. What is the time? Exactly. I'll do 6th bhava and then I'll stop. Then I'll give a break and then we'll finish the other thing. We have to finish this today. We cannot be late. Okay? So, notes here. Putralaya, putra plus alaya can also mean the dwelling of the house of the children. Buddha means Parashara uses this term to address his shishya. This is okay. You know this. Shashtabhava. Is this useful for you? Yes. Is this adding on to things which you already know? So the foundation means for you to know why these houses are so and so. And then after that, you know, once you know, when you know the Rashi, then you say, okay, this is this Rashi, this is Mithuna, this is Karka, so this is that. And you add the knowledge of the Rashi to it. Then you will, it will be very easy for you to understand. Do you have any problem? Very sleepy, okay. This is difficult. This is, we are working through each house. This is not easy. Okay, this is hard work. So, Shashtabhava is the sixth house. Matulantaka Shankanam. Matula means uncles. Because we see relatives from this house, lauded by Mercury. Antaka, Antaka is Yama. Saturn is the Karaka. Yama is over there. Shankanam is generally fear, apprehension, mistrust, all this thing. Shatrums chaiva, Shatru is enemies. Remember, both internal enemy and external enemy. I have explained this to you. Varnadikan. Varna means, this is a Vranadikan, sorry. Vrana means boils, cuts, wounds and ulcers. Vrana is literally meaning is acne. The acne that you have on the skin, we call it Vrana. You all know it. We use it in a common language. And it is meaning a little bit more than that. It is talking about acne, it's talking about boils, it is talking about cuts, and it's talking about injuries also. Sapatni Mataram. Death mother, it is third from the fourth house, growth. Sapatni Mataram Chapi Shashta Bhava Nirikshayet. Chapi Shashta Bhava Nirikshayet. So these are the things that you will see. So basically, you are uncles, you are seeing uncles, it means relatives. All relatives are seen from here. Yama is seen from here. All of you know that. Yama is seen from here. Very important, Shatru, the enemy. Now in common language, many of you would have heard, this house is also called Ripu Bhava. Ripu means enemy. And when we are talking of enemy, we are talking about internal enemy and external enemy. So the internal enemies are your six Shadripus. That Labha, Lobha, Krodha, Moha, Mada, Mastya, all that comes here. That means what? This is your place of your sins. All the papa that you do, all the sins that you do is right here in this house. It's your internal enemy. External enemy, it shows disease also. Disease is part of external enemy also. Disease is seen over here. Also the Pancha Makaras are seen over here. The enemies, the Shadripus, please note it down. This is something you will have to study, but we won't have time to go into that. Shadripus are coming from the Pancha Makaras. Pancha Makaras are certain doshas we have. The five M's. You will Google it, you will find it. The five M's. The five M's are doshas. If we have those doshas, we then inculcate a sin, which is the Shadripu. So the Shadripus arise out of five doshas. They are things like lust, alcohol, meat, those kind of things. Mala, moha, yeah, those things are there. From that it comes, but it has to be that. These are actually in advanced classes, we study all these things, but you are to know, in PGSE, you are to know that this is what sixth house means. Those who are interested will have to Google it. If you go higher up in your studies, you will be learning all this. If you go up to Jain, you only discuss all this. We don't discuss other things. We don't discuss uncles. We only discuss the five M's and the six Shifu. You want to know what Jain means about? This is what it is. Because those are the sins by which we are born. Okay? And because they are our sins, we get punishment from that house. It is a house of danda. That means punishment. Please note, though that point is not here, it is a house of danda and punishment. All that we are getting from Antaka, Shamka and Shatru. Antaka is Yama, right? What does Yama mean? Yama is showing you disease. Yama is showing you suffering. Because of your sins, you are getting suffering. Yama is god of death or death-like sufferings and fears. Shanka is apprehensions, fears, distrust and suspicion. And Shatru is enemies caused by the Panchamakara. because of your sin, Yama is causing you. Yama will show his face to you here. So Saturn is a Karaka here in the form of Yama. He shows his face to you over here. Get the point? It's a very tough house, house of punishment. He shows his face and punishes you. Alright? And eventually the 11th house, you are lucky, the only one who can take the suffering of that punishes away is Hara, who is sitting 6th from the 6th in the 11th house. These are more advanced concepts, but it is to give you an idea. So okay, take a break. All of you are in a terrible state, as I can see. But this is not easy. It is not easy. We will quickly go over the other houses. What we will do is, we will go over the other houses in a more brief manner so that we can end this over here. I don't want to take it over to the next day.
Yeah, shall we have like 15-minute break? We start again quarter past four. So maybe we can finish the six houses by quarter past five.